Hi, how are y'all? I have a slide. If you want to put that up, it's just one slide. It can just go and then there it is. Okay. What's a memorial? Think of the word memorial and what image pops in your head. It might be a gravestone in a cemetery of someone you know, a friend, a parent, a brother, a sister, a spouse, or maybe someone you do know. Like if you've ever been to Arlington, you can see John F. Kennedy's flame. Maybe it's someone you don't know in a cemetery. If you see on the slide that went to Pentecost, okay. It needs to come back. There we go. Those grave markers are at Normandy, where the D-Day invasion happened in 1944. We really can't see what's there, but they're all unknown. I had the privilege a couple of weeks ago to help conduct a tour of the Battle of Trenton and the Battle of Princeton as it relates to the American Revolution. And on one of the stops, we were at a small church that was built in 1739. And there was a marker, it was a new marker that they had put in the ground, but it was a gentleman who had fought in the Battle of Princeton just 2 miles up the road. Now, he didn't die in that battle. He died a year later in 1778. But I'm always going to remember him. I don't remember his name, but I'm going to remember that I saw that. Maybe you have seen like a monument in a park. I know when I was a little kid, there was a plaque next to the flagpole in my elementary school that had the list of all of the World War I, World War II, and Korean soldiers who had been killed in the war from our township. Maybe it's a gathering of people, a celebration service. Maybe it's a bunch of old army buddies that get together. Maybe it's a marker in the backyard that represents where your pet is buried. Mine was a guinea pig when I was six. So there are all kinds of memorials. Webster defines the memorial as something established to remind people of a person or an event. That makes sense. All of us have memorials. They are like, I call them like the markers on our timeline. And these memorials exist because they're significant. They could be not so good or good. Sometimes we memorialize things that make us happy or sad. I have a note here. In my brokenness, sometimes my list of bad is longer. One of the things I've been doing in the last several years is inviting Jesus to come and talk about those things. There's healing and empowerment, and it's okay to remember God's in everything. Now, we can't leave out the fact that God likes memorial stones, too. I mean, there's a bunch of instances in the Bible of where that occurs. I just want to just briefly talk about three. In Genesis 28 with Jacob, when he had his wrestling match, he had a stone that he put his head on. There was Joshua, when they went into the promised land, took the 12 stones to represent the 12 tribes. There was in Samuel, he erected the Ebenezer stone when God confused the Philistines. It's our hope that those things that we see in the Bible help reignite our faith and remind us of what God has done and creates an atmosphere of worship. This weekend, we celebrate Memorial Day. Even before Memorial Day, Abraham Lincoln made a great quote in his Gettysburg Address in 1863. He said, "It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion." Our country began Memorial Day in 1868 on May 30th. It's now been converted to be the last Monday in May. And on the very first Memorial Day, they placed nearly 20,000 Confederate and Union soldiers' remains in Arlington Cemetery in Washington. In 1971, they kind of renamed Memorial Day, or usually before it was called Decoration Day. And then Congress passed a law and said, we'll call it Memorial Day. And it's always on the last Monday of the month of May. Just a side thing, one of the things that Joelle and I did last Christmas is we went to Fort Indiantown Gap, and we participated in something called Wreaths Across America, where they put wreaths on every grave in that cemetery. I don't remember the name of the gentleman's grave that I put the wreath in front of, but I know he was a Navy specialist, and he was killed in Iraq. I don't remember his name. I wish I would have took a picture, but I'm always going to remember that. I'm always going to remember that. So Memorial Day is the day where we take note of those who gave their lives for our country and also for those that served. And what I want to do in the brief little bit of time I have left is I want to talk about my family and Joellen's family just for a little bit on how that's all played into Memorial Day. I had five great-great-great uncles, all brothers, who fought in the Battle of Gettysburg right down the road. One of them was killed in the Wilderness Campaign, which was in Virginia in 1864. The other one was killed on the siege in Petersburg in 1864. The other three died of natural causes. We remember them today. My grandfather fought in World War I. He was with an artillery unit in France. His job was to take care of the horses, because at that time we still used horses to move things around. He died in 1986. We remember him today. My father was a paratrooper in World War II. He fought in Belgium and in Germany. He was wounded and burned severely in an explosion. The funny thing was, it didn't look like my dad really got burnt all that bad after when I was able to recognize that he was my father, but he didn't really look all that great. It looked fine. One of the things I'll always remember is later on in his life, when I was old enough to remember, my dad had nightmares, and he would call out in the middle of the night, they're coming, the Germans are coming. He passed away in 1999. We remember him today. Joellen's father was a waist gunner on bombers in the Pacific, fought in the Aleutian Islands and in the Philippines. If you don't know what a waist gunner is on a bomber, there's machine gun emplacements in the middle of the aircraft, one out one side, one out the other. On a certain day, her father and another guy flipped a coin to switch sides of the airplane. The other guy didn't come home. Her father passed away in 1980. We remember him today. Joellen's mother was a wave. She was in the Navy in World War II. She passed away in 2018. We remember her today. We're going to pray. Father, we come to you in the strong name of Jesus. And we thank you for those who gave the last measure of devotion for our country and those who served to protect our way of life and our freedoms. And we thank you for them. And today we thank you for the greatest memorial ever, the cross. We thank you for your sacrifice, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus. Amen.